My name is Pete Koppelman. I'm a dairy producer from Manitowoc County, Wisconsin, in northeast part of the state. And with our three children, my wife and I milk about 470 registered Brown Swiss and Holsteins and crop about 1,100 acres.
This year recognized as the Dairy Man of the Year at World Dairy Expo. What kind of went into some of the work behind getting you selected and what you really thought of maybe some of those kind nominations?
Well, that's a good question because it was a surprise. It's an anonymous nomination. Well, I guess my wife knew. She knew about it for a while and somehow kept that secret. I don't know. My first thought was, my gosh, was there only one applicant, you know, or because it just never put myself in that category before. This is an amazing industry. There's incredible people that do a lot of work. And so it's an honor. It's a privilege. And I thought it would finally hit me this week when I got here, and I think it's starting to hit me this week.
A lot of involvement also off the farm. What are some of the other roles that you play in the dairy industry?
Well, I'm actually finishing up my term on the Land O'Lakes Board of Directors. I've been on that board for 23 years. Spent the last 15 years as chair of the board. That involvement with that board also took me to things like the National Dairy Board and DMI, U.S. Dairy Export Council. I've been on the National Milk Producers Federation Board for 20 years. Been chair of the International Trade Committee for, 10 or 12 years. I don't know, it's been a long time. And that's been very interesting and exciting. And it's because I've been able to engage on producers' behalf with people who really make a difference. People like when the Speaker of the House will call you by your first name, or the Secretary of Agriculture, or the U.S. Trade Rep, and you can get those meetings, and you can articulate why certain issues or concerns are really important. You feel like you're making a difference, or at least you're trying.
Talking more about some of those issues, what are some of the top concerns you and your fellow dairymen have?
Well, number one, obviously, price, you know, and that's a culmination of a lot of things. And then to throw insult to injury right now with the milk price, we've got immigration issues. We've got to get the farm bill renewed. We've got animal activists that are always nipping at our heels. So we need to make sure we're doing the very best with our herds that we can, and all our employees are doing the same thing. And life doesn't get easier. You think if you'd been around the blocks a few times like I have that you'd see it coming, and you don't always see it coming. It's just, and that's what makes it exciting. But price number one, and you know, it's been a culmination of a lot of things. The European quotas came off about 2.5 years ago, and of course they're eager to grow. All those farmers are excited to finally be able to grow, and guess what, they grew, and then guess what, they were surprised the milk price went down, and it surprised me that they were surprised the milk price went down. And I think it's been time. We're due for an upswing, and there's some things going on in the world and in this country. There's been a lot of producer exits. We're down to 40,000 producers, dairy producers, licensed in this country right now. And I didn't think coming out of college I'd see the day when, we had over 100,000 back then. And I just didn't think we'd get to this point. And it's a small group. It's a select group. And frankly, it's a group that you got to be good to survive today. And proud to be one of those producers.
When it comes to price, what have you done and other fellow dairy farmers in the last 4 years to really help you survive?
You know, it's a lot of little things. Where there's quality premiums, you got to go get it. You got to go after it hard. It's things like making sure calves don't die so you have extra replacements to sell. Those replacement, when we can sell a group of cows for dairy, it's a good day. Adds, put some money in the checkbook. We've looked at which additives or which goodies we throw in our ration pay off at what price. You know, when milk is 14 or 15 cents a pound versus 22 cents a pound, makes a difference. So looking at those costs, and it's not fun or easy. It takes a lot of inflection, personal. You know, you got to look deep. Decide if this is what you want to do and how hard, how badly you want to do it. And then you'll find a way, because there's there's a way.
On the more national level, do you think some more intervention needs to be done, whether that comes in the form of policy or some other type of resolutions for farmers?
You know, we have some of the most efficient, productive producers in the world. If we really get fair and equitable trade, we have an opportunity in this country like very few. I mean, you look at the big exporters, New Zealand and Europe, European Union. New Zealand is restricted on land. I mean, they're, you know, and their dairy industry is only basically the size of California's. It's just that they export 95% of it, so they're a major trader. Europe does a lot of trading, and, you know, that'll be a concern because, you know, because of a sovereignty of nations, countries will protect their own. When times are tough, there's a lot of green payments going into European pay prices. Their milk price isn't much higher than ours, but there's a lot of green payments coming, getting written to those farms. So they're getting more than our producers are in different ways. So the challenge will be the new markets, right? The emerging middle class around the world, China, India. Our administration now has just started talks with India. We, of course, just made initial agreements on the new NAFTA replacement, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. That's important. Mexico is our number one export market. We got to keep that going. Canada will get a little access. It's important. I think that was more of a moral victory than anything. We'll get a little more access. They agreed to take out their Class 7, which will help at least stop lowering global prices on powder, on skim milk powder. But let's keep it in perspective. Canada's population is about 3% the size of China's population. So when it comes to what's next, this is a great first step, the U.S.-Canada-Mexico agreement. We got to get to work with these other countries. Because as these emerging economies grow their dairy demand, and they are, turns out they like cheese in China. It tastes a little different than our cheese, but there's a lot of opportunity there, but we're going to have to make sure that we're part of that. And so we've got to be urging, supporting our government to make sure we keep moving in that direction.
What would be your advice for other young or other dairy farmers in the industry to keep going and really through this difficult time?
Well, I have three young producers in my family. My kids are in their mid-20s and decided to quit their jobs and come back to the farm. And the advice is you got to know your numbers and you got to know what you can do. You don't want to erode equity, but you also have to get out. You know, it's instinctive, I think, to put your head down and plow forward. The problem is you don't look up and see what's around you. And so, yes, it's important to bull your way through some of this, but don't think that just working harder is going to get you out of it. Working differently, coming up with different ideas, different solutions, things that lower your costs, things that, you know, there's a lot of risks out there. There's risks that we see on price and on weather and things like that. But there's also enterprise risk. Am I in the right business? Am I doing it the right way? And that's what, by coming to things like World Dairy Expo and visiting other farms, you get to see that. So as important it is to plow through these tough times, you got to keep your head up and make sure you get out of the rut once in a while, or you're just going to be doomed to repeat yourself.
Any last thoughts to leave us with, Pete?
No, I think really just that people keep a positive outlook. Keep your friends close and your family close. Talk about the tough times, and think about what lies ahead, because there's opportunity that lies ahead as well.